This episode brought to you by Swords.
You like sharp things, but something's lacking. Whenever you slice an apple, you always find yourself sighing with disappointment. You look at the knife block on your counter with a mixture of regret and hostility. If you see a pair of scissors, it's like someone kicked you right in the vagina and or balls. Listen up, Jagweed! You need a sword! So what if we don't live in medieval times anymore? Swords are useful and convenient. Why put a piddly Swiss army knife in your pocket when you can strap a 7-pound blade to your hip? Next time you're at the steakhouse, whip out your sword and daintily slice your meat. It's how they did it in olden times, and that's a straight-up historical fact! You can even use swords for precise carpentry work. Who needs a circular saw or some kind of ruler nonsense when you've got... swords! Prune your bonsai! Swords! Groom your dog! Swords! Clip your toenails! Swords! Make paper dolls with your kids! Swords! Become a moil! Swords! Sculpt your pubes! Swords! Defuse a bomb! Swords! Perform open-heart surgery! Swords! There's literally nothing a sword can't do in your capable hands! Order now! Or should we say, SWORDER NOW!
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of sometimes funny, usually awkward, perpetually sexy people play Dungeons & Dragons together, featuring Kevin as Dungeon Master, Eric as Nick, Emily as Lamora, and Katie as Will. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll!
Okay, so what did you get, Nick?
I rolled a 1, so I got a 5.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
Okay. You had
8.
Plus your initiative?
0.
Okay, 8. So 8. And what'd you have, Will?
14.
14. Okay, so I suppose Mithrin needs a turn, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, so what you see behind you in the gross pile of gross, because you can start hearing it move, is like all of these pieces of bone and skin and viscera and flesh and intestines and blah, 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 whatever, you know, the gross pile of gross starts forming into this large, it's almost like a cone-like shape that comes out of the ground, and you can see that it is just covered in like dozens and dozens of eyes and dozens of mouths as well. And it starts to move forward, and it actually moves itself. And in fact, like when it opens its mouth and starts to move forward, because it is much more initiative friendly than you, it actually moves up to here. And it opens its mouth, and all of you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh my god, we're all gonna die, aren't we? This is gonna be... Alright, that's good.
Is this technically a large creature?
It is a large creature, okay. Yes. So what did you... I'm sorry if I missed everyone's constitution saving throw.
13.
13, okay. And Will?
17.
17, awesome. And Mithrin... Okay, so Mithrin and Lamora, you instantly, both of you, fall to your knees and start covering your ears because the sound of this is just absolutely, like, deafening. It sounds like dozens of people talking at once. And for some reason, it's like they're all saying just, like, the worst things, and you just can't stand to hear it. And so you, for this round, cannot move. So, then we go straight to Will. What are you doing, Will?
Eldritch Blast. Here we go, one. Eldritch. Here we go. I'm using the same die this whole time. You know,
Don't jinx it. Come on.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the same die. Maybe it's run out of good rolls. And it did. I'm telling you, I just rolled a 2.
The Eldritch Blast goes flying by this giant thing. Oh, and it's very sad, and everyone feels bad. All right, Nick.
Nick will run up to it, try to stab it in the eye, which isn't very specific.
Which eye? There are literally dozens and dozens.
That one. He wants to stab that one.
All right.
With his rapier.
Excellent. Please.
14.
That's totally going to hit. Yeah. Cool.
Let's roll some damage. Maximum damage of 12.
That's awesome. Okay.
So he will...
you hit it, and it takes all the damage and doesn't seem to be, like, honestly that sad about it.
No, I doubt it. And then he'll duck away, and he'll use his bonus action to disengage, and he'll use the rest of his movement. Can he get up on the dry part without, like, extra movement, or is it, like...
You sure can. If you wanted to, like, run past and up the little stairs, you could do that.
I was just going to move, like, from here to here to here, like, something like that.
Yeah, you can, because I'll just call that like difficult terrain, so it just like
takes
5 feet off your movement.
Okay, and, yeah, I think I have that's enough. Fine. Okay, so he's up right, on the dry part on the side, away from the.
Okay, so Mithrin is down on the ground holding his ears and like going, "What the crap just happened?" And we go back to giant slobbery monster thing, and it starts to move, and it moves up towards the center of the altar, right about there.
Oh.
And it is going to try and attack Will.
Oh no, I'm dead. I'm so dead.
All right, and one of these weird tentacle things kind of shoots out of it, and it's trying to like grab you and pull you into one of its many fanged mouths.
Oh.
It has so many, it could choose any which one. It doesn't matter. And it ends up with an 8 versus AC.
Nope.
Nope.
No way.
14. Sweet. 14?
That's yep, you right. Dodge. You nimbly dodge out of the way. And then, what do you know? Another tentacle comes out the other side and attacks that again. And, that's going to be a 19. So that's going to hit you. And okay. So it definitely grabs you, and it is trying to bite you with one of its mouths.
Gross!
And that is going to be 7 points of damage as it grabs you, bites you, and is still holding you at this moment. Like, you can't move away from it without making a strength saving throw.
Okay, but I would like to say something because I've been saving this forever.
All right.
One of my spells that I have is Hellish Rebuke, which is I can instantly hurt it back.
Sweet. It's
one reaction which you take in response to being damaged by a creature within 60 feet of you that you can see. The duration is instantaneous. I point my finger and the creature is... The creature must save a dexterity saving throw. It takes 2d10 fire damage on a failed save.
Oh, this is going to be sweet. Please, please rebuke it with hell.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's just so incredibly disgusting. First of all, it has like one tentacle that tries to hurt him. He gets away, but then he gets me with the other one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just like offended and like, I'm offended and disgusted. I'm offended and disgusted, and I haven't taken a lot of damage in this entire dungeon, so this is, like, the first time that I think I'm, like, completely... What?
Just like, nice.
That's what I do.
You're so embracing your power. I like it.
Yeah. But what do I do? So...
That's it. You just say you're going to do it. And
I just get to roll the damage?
Oh, if he has to save. If he saves, if you roll it, and then if he fails, he totally takes it.
Okay. Dexterity save,
dexterity,
right?
Dexterity, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's the number?
I think it's just a saving throw, so he has to beat 10.
No, actually, it should be your spellcasting, whatever you call it, your spell save DC.
Where is that? I don't know where to look.
On your second page, it has all your spells on it. There should be 3 things. It says, like, spellcasting ability, spell save DC, spell attack bonus.
There's literally nothing on all 3 of those pieces.
Actually, let's take it. We're going to call it the same thing that Lamora's is because you guys are both at the same level. Okay. We're going to call it 13.
13, okay.
Yeah. But that actually might be for you. Anyway, we'll just see what happens. We'll just roll, see what happens.
I don't know how to
So it doesn't matter. He failed. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely would have failed, even if we called it a 10. So.
Okay.
Would have made it. All right, go ahead. Roll that 2d10.
Okay.
Fiery damage of destruction.
I rolled a 4 and a 0. What's the 0?
10.
Is that a 10?
That's a 10.
So 14. 14?
That's amazing.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
You hit it with this, what would a hellish rebuke sound like? Please tell me.
So it bit me, right? Like, yep. Where did it bite me? On my arm?
Yeah, I like bit you like on your shoulder, arm, upper arm kind of area. Wherever could grab you and bite.
Can I imagine that? So, like, if it bit me and it was still holding on, can it still be?
Oh yeah, like the second it bit you, you could be like, you know, I rebuke you, you know, whatever you want to say. Yeah.
Can I just like grab its whatever the hell is a bunch of eyes? I don't know what the hell is there.
It's all like amorphous eyes and mouths and whatever. Yeah.
Well, being careful not to put my hand into a mouth, I would like to just like grab it and then have my hand just like char it. And it's not like fire is coming out of my hands, but it's like it's black wherever I'm touching it. And then from within, it's kind of like molten, like cracks. And you can tell that there was fire, that it's so hot. And it's like, and then it bursts into flames. And that's the fire damage.
The fat starts to, you know, melt and whatever. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so you do that. But what is the rebuke? What do you say? You have to rebuke it.
It says VS. What is S?
Yeah. So that's verbal and somatic. You have to use your hand to do it, and you have to say something at the same time.
Oh, that's so hard because my character is not like some learned arcana man.
I can just imagine him saying like bad,
exactly. Like, and does it? I have a question. Like, when it spells like that, is it always the same word? Is it like a spell, so you use the same word every time?
It's really open to interpretation. I would say you could do either or. It doesn't matter. Just you have to be able to speak and you have to be able to move your hands. That's the only thing that requires. So.
All right. Can he just be like, never again? Something like that.
Bad dog. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now we go to Lamora. Would you roll a 1d8 for me, please? You have been listening to the babbling of this thing's like crazy mouthings and it may have affected you in a way. Let's find out. Nope, you're fine.
Fine.
Yeah, so you can now stand up. You're no longer affected by it. What would you like to do? You do notice that there is like a vibration that is happening in your backpack from something.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I just totally ignore that.
Yeah, there's some kind of like vibration.
Lamora leaves something switched on.
Cell phone's ringing.
She left something switched on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, hey, Lamora had some stuff going on while you guys were busy, you know, misting out. She was misting something else.
Oh, wow. Anyway, I guess I'm gonna grab my bag and rifle through. Like, what the frick? What is that?
Okay, you do have enough space to get away from mouth thing.
I do.
Yeah, you're fine. You're not gonna get attacked.
Okay.
You look through there and you see that dagger that you had picked up in the first level there is vibrating and it is glowing like there's something going on with it.
Can I do some kind of like history thing or something on it?
You can try and remember or look on the blade and see what is written.
Okay, I'm looking on the blade.
Forged in blood, I am the token of a pact, an act unspoken. Innocent souls sold to me will grant you immortality. No mortal hand can ever free the powers held inside of me. No mortal being will I save, lest I be wielded from the grave.
Bingo. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
You remembered one of my poems. Good job.
I memorized it.
I didn't memorize it either. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's what it says on the blade as you look at it.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Last time we revealed it from... Babe!
I think you can figure this out. I think you can figure this out.
I can't. It's too late. I'm, like, tired. I can't use my brain right now.
All
right,
so forged in blood, I am the token of a pact, an act unspoken. So
it came from, like, a sacrifice or something.
Yeah. Innocent souls sold to me will grant you immortality. So that, to me, reads if you kill somebody with that, you'll be immortal.
Or these innocent souls already sold to me have given me the power to grant you immortality. It could be either way.
Okay. No mortal hand can ever free the powers held inside of me. So, like, you can't...
use the power?
Yeah, either that, or, like, you can't, like... It's like the One Ring where you can't undo the One Ring's power unless you throw it in the fires of Mount Doom. It's either of those. Yeah. No mortal being will I save, lest I be wielded from the grave. Lest I be wielded from the grave. So, like... Can the kids use it?
I'm so proud. William, I am so proud. Yeah. I am so proud.
Oh. I love poetry.
Guys, that might be right. We have to try it first.
All right. Okay, so I'm assuming that because we all worked as a team, it just came to everyone at the same time, like, oh, hey, remember that dagger? And remember the poem that the DM worked so hard on? Yeah, that's very important. Okay. Yeah. And then, Lamora, it comes to you, like, oh, you know, like, and it came to everyone also, because they're like, hey, this makes a lot of sense. Good teamwork, everybody. I love that. Everyone, I really, like, I want to give everyone, like, a really big high five for, like, going through the poem line by line and figuring it out. Cool. I'm so happy.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, kids.
Catch.
Yep.
Yeah. Where are they right now? Are they?
They are standing over by the doorway. They really haven't left there. They're standing over there looking kind of, like, scared. And...
Hey, guys, I think we need you. Can you come here?
Hey, guys, come over here.
Bjorn, Ramos.
They slowly start coming up. They're obviously, like, in mortal terror of this giant, like, monstrosity straight out of the nightmares of H.P. Lovecraft. I mean, it's the worst thing they've ever seen in their lives, and they're not moving quickly. They get to about 10 feet away from you.
Guys, you don't even know. Like, this, you do know what this means. You are the ones. You have the power.
What? What are you talking about? Thorn is just, like, sitting over here just going, like, la 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 la. And Rose is looking at you like, I don't understand.
Okay, so this, you throw this at that guy. Okay. And you guys should try that.
They're still a little bit too far away from you, and now we're moving on to Nick's turn. Okay. Yeah.
He's going to dart back into the battle. Go kind of, I guess, behind this thing, though I don't know if it has an obvious front or back.
It really doesn't. It's actually eyes and mouths all the way around.
Yeah. So, but kind of opposite. But
I am going to allow that you know, your sneak attack and stuff to happen. Yeah, so don't worry about it.
He's more worried about trying to get this thing's attention diverted from Will. And so,
my hero.
That's right. Remember this, Will.
I will not. I don't even see you. I don't even see you, and I do not acknowledge you.
I will not.
And he'll try to stab it in that eye.
Okay.
That eye.
Got it. Yeah, please roll to stab in that eye.
Probably not. Nope, 9.
That actually hits.
Oh, okay.
That's a hit. Yeah. Please roll your damage as well.
Okay, well, it is kind of distracted by Will, since it's, like, right up next to him.
I'm very tasty.
Yep.
Quite.
So he'll be able to sneak in there with an extra point of damage. 11.
It still continues on like it normally does, because it is a big monstering aberration.
Okay. And then he'll roll away back sort of into the corner of the water area.
Give some distance.
All right. In and out.
Mithrin has to take his time here, and Mithrin remains in a, and I'm not even making this up, he remains in a huddled ball going, blah, blah, blah. I even rolled for him, and he just failed badly. All right, so he remains there, and go back to Giant Monster, who is going to try and take another bite out of Will.
Oh, Will.
That's going to be 16 versus your AC.
Which is 14.
Yeah, that's going to hit. That's a 5.
Holy shit.
And he does his second.
Oh, I'm going to die.
But this one, he's actually, one of his mouths off the back of him shoots this, like, ball of, it looks like this black ball of tar that comes in and heads straight towards Nick.
Ah, oh, he ducks. It misses.
That's going to be a 14 versus AC.
Miss. He ducks. It misses.
Yes, and it hits behind you, and it explodes. And you are going to have to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Okay. 23.
That's totally going to do it. It exploded into this giant ball of light that would have blinded you had you not known enough to dive out of the way and close your eyes. So, yep. And then it goes to Will again.
Okay.
I just want to remind you, like, just in case you forgot, like, you can try and get away from this thing by making a strength contest with it.
Yeah, oh my god, and my strength is so pathetic.
You can also use your second wind that Kevin said we could use.
Yes, that's also true.
Or you could drink a potion.
Many options. Many options available to you to not die.
You could pee your pants.
Yep, yep.
A hit die is just like 1d8.
Plus your con modifier, yep.
And this thing has already hit me for 7, and they're like really hard hits.
Mm-hmm.
They're tough hits. If you got bit again, it would probably be bad news for you.
Yeah. Fuck. And I can't. So if I try to get away, that's my action, right? So either I have to heal myself or try to get away.
I think I would allow you to do both. It's just you wouldn't be able to move further than one square away. If you tried to break its grasp and take a healing potion or use your second wind or something like that, that would just constitute both your action and your move.
Okay.
I don't know if this is too metagamey for you to answer, but her Eldritch Blast has that push.
Yeah, but he's on me, though.
That's what I'm... That, I don't know.
You'd have to roll a disadvantage.
Well, yeah, because she's right up next to it.
But if you did hit with your Eldritch Blast, I would say that it could break the grasp if the strength check that the monster did was not great. Mm-hmm. So... that's another option. There's all sorts of options.
And this thing is very large. It's bigger than me. Like, it's big...
at least twice as tall as you, yeah.
So I'm just trying to think of whether I would even think that I could break away from this thing, like, physically without casting some kind of spell.
Well, the thing that you notice, you know, because we're thinking about this, is that, like, it's tendrils and stuff that it's holding onto you with. They're just like these, like, sticky goo. It's not even like a strong arm holding you. It's actually just more like, no, this thing's just holding you with this, like, skin-type goo arm kind of thing.
Okay.
But it doesn't appear to be, like, a very solid thing. So,
okay.
You know, just by, you know...
So it's plausible for my character to think that he might break away, because he's not, absolutely, like, the strongest guy or anything. That's
absolutely.
Not...
I mean, I don't see any reason why you would think it's unbreakable.
Where did my die go? That is my good die. There it is. Hopefully it's still good. Blur, blur, blur. All right.
It's a good song.
I am amazing at writing songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Find a career.
I roll a d20?
Yes.
Is that what I do? Okay.
Which one are you doing? What attack or what option?
I think he would try to break away. If it looked plausible for him to get away, like to just get away from this.
Just like a strength pull away kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Cool.
Well, and if I pull away, this is me not knowing the rules. If I pull away, I have to stay in the same place, right? He could just presumably grab me again.
You could move. You could move if you wanted to. Yeah. If you broke
it. So I can pull away and then move.
Exactly.
All right, I got a 13. But it's a minus one. It's a 12.
You break its weird, skinny, black, gross arm thing. It makes a noise just like that. You know, it has a very squelching sound. You break, and you are allowed to move, you know, as far away as you please.
I can move. The square is 5 feet, and my speed is 30. Okay, so...
yeah, so 6 squares anywhere. You can really only move, like, you know, 4 or 5, any direction to be the farthest away as possible. So.
He will get a hit on you if you move away from him.
Oh, he can. Well, I have to. I have to try to...
Yep.
Fuck, yep. So this is complicated. These are all these rules. This is the thing about D&D that I'm never good at. Because now I have to think, if I try to move away, he might kill me, because I'm only have 3 hit points.
Maybe, but if you stay there,
he'll definitely grab you. Kill you. Yeah.
Great. Okay, so then I have to move away, and then I might die. So I guess I'll do that. I don't know.
Move as far as you want, and we'll resolve the hit that the thing takes at you. You know, it might miss. You never know.
All right. Well, I think he just runs as far away as he can. Perfect.
I like that. Okay, it takes a... Wow, it failed bad. It got a 2.
Oh,
so
good.
Yeah, it missed you with its... attack of opportunity. All right, and then we go to Lamora. What are you doing?
Kind of want to do this channel divinity, turn undead.
So you're giving up on giving the knife to the kids?
Oh yeah, that thing.
I didn't remember either.
It involved a poem, Kevin. It really doesn't matter.
You know, the thing, I'm done with poetry and all of this.
We do not appreciate.
Hey, Kevin, I figured it out. You better do it again.
I know. No, I'm still super proud.
Okay, I tried and they just stood there like dummies.
Well, they're tiny terrified children facing an abhorrent monster.
Lamora can't go through the trouble of walking over to them.
Yeah, I say maybe walk down to them.
But, all right, okay. Can I do that?
Sure, go ahead.
Kids.
And now convince Rose, who is the one who is not laying on the ground. So
Rose, can you read this?
No.
Okay, I read it to her. Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Do you get it?
No. What do you want?
Okay. Well, this means that one of you guys, if you use this, you have the power to really, really hurt this bad guy. And I think that's what we're all going for, you know. Kill the monster in the basement. You can do it. It's you.
The shoes did not make you dance. You had the power within you the whole time. Okay, I'm going to have you roll persuasion.
Yeah.
And see if...
Okay.
Add your persuasion. She is not convinced.
Oh, frickin' man.
She's like... It's too big. It's too hard. I can't do anything about that. And we move on to... You have any other thing you want to do?
I don't know how much I can do in a turn. What can I do?
You had a movement. Okay. You were talking with them. If you had any small thing you wanted to do that isn't attacking or anything like that, I would allow it.
Can I help heal Will a little bit?
No. Frick. Not this turn. No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Moving on to Nick. Nick.
Okay. Happy that Will is out of his grasp. He will, again, try to come back in and stab it some more.
Sweet.
Sticking to
one. Stabby, stab, stab.
Yep. Natural one.
That's not going to hit it. No, I'm sorry.
No. He'll go back to this corner again.
Because it's great.
Yep.
Yep.
He'll go all the way up, though, onto the dry part, into the very corner of the room.
All right. Let's see if Mithrin can finally, like, get his head out of his butt. You gotta be kidding me!
Mithrin!
Head's still in his butt.
Stop.
Okay, so, like, I'm not even making this up. Okay, so that, like, you have to roll a d8 to see, like, the reaction that this thing has,
mm-hmm.
like, from having, like, you had the mouse thing. And if, like, if you get a 1, like, you remain. And that's 2 ones in a row. It's like, oh, Mithrin is the worst. Oh, man. Worst character ever made. All right, so the monster, you know, doing what it does, being monstrous, moves actually towards the closest thing, and that is Mithrin.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And he reaches out and grasps with the tentacles of death and teeth.
Goop.
And that's 1, and 1 hit, 1 miss. Mithrin is going to take... Yikes. He takes 10 points of damage.
Ooh. Holy crap.
And he is grappled, and now he can no longer move because he loves the sound of the words coming out of this mini-mouthed thing. So, he takes 10. He's not in a good way. Moving along to Will.
All right. So you say we all kind of came to the same realization about the knife thing?
You did, yes.
Okay, and I see, and I can see, can we assume that I can see her doing that once I escaped and can look around the room?
You have line of sight straight over to Lamora trying to, like, talk to Rose and talk her into doing something. You can't make out what it is but that she's saying, but...
Okay. I want to try to use my Eldritch Blast to move this guy back away from Mithrin, but I don't know if I'm allowed... Can you talk as it was... What does talking mean?
Talk is nothing. A free action. You can talk however much you want. Yep.
Whatever could fit within, like, 6 seconds, technically.
6 seconds, yeah.
All right.
I'm not worried about that.
Like, well, first I'll roll to see if this attack even works, because I kind of had this vision of, like, him, you know, he got away from it, is seeing what's happening, so I want him to try to blast it away, but have him... I don't know if it's possible because I don't know how spells work or casting or whatever. But like if he can blast it away but also kind of move towards them just to make sure that when he talks to them they can hear it.
Yeah, you can move separate.
Yeah, you can move and then blast. Yeah, that's fine.
Or move, blast, move. Or blast, move.
Yep.
I rolled a 13 and I have to do plus 5, right? Yes, okay, so that's 18.
Perfect, you hit.
Okay, and then it's 1d10 force and then I can blast them away, so...
Okay. And are you casting from your current location?
Yeah. Okay. Well, because I am, okay, again, this is where I get embarrassed with D&D because I don't know all the rules. But, like, I imagine him, like, he got up here. He's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, he blasts him. And as he blasts him away from himself, he's moving towards Lamora.
Yep. Okay. So the monster, when you blast it, if you were standing over in here, you blast it, is going to go the direction that is furthest away.
Which is over there.
Right here.
Which means that's as far as... Okay.
The monster is now basically right on top of Lamora and the kids.
Well, then I wouldn't do that.
That's what happened.
Oh, really? You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. So now if you were moving, now it's time to move.
Did you roll your damage?
No, I didn't.
Please do.
4?
Okay. Okay. And you still have your move if you want to use it. And your talk or whatever you want to say.
Okay. Well, and going diagonal is more than 5, right? So if I go...
I'm pretty sure you can get...
You eschew reality to make it easier to remember.
Well, can I move there? Because I was here. Perfect.
Yeah, you can go all the way over to them if you wanted.
Okay, yeah, well, I don't want
to
go...
Next to Lamora, I'm not going to...
Will would not do that. But I think he would say... And you said, wait, did you say Thorn is not listening or something?
Thorn is on the ground. He's kind of like, you know, holding his hands over his ears, just going like, you know, I'm not here, I'm not here, I'm not here kind of thing. And Rose is like looking at Lamora like, I don't understand what you want. Like, you can tell like that's kind of what's happened.
And are they against the wall, like behind her or something?
No, they're actually like right next to her. She's very close to them. Like, she's on her kind of knees talking to Rose, you know.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Lamora. I just literally pushed him right into you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the best. But he's like, the knife will make you kill the bad guy. The knife will make you kill the bad guy.
Who are you addressing that to?
The girl, because she's the only one that's listening.
Can you roll persuasion for me?
Okay.
Throw your charm in there.
All right, 15... Plus 3, 18.
She looks up at you, like, hearing it, and she kind of goes, oh, like it dawns her, like, oh, that, oh, like, okay, you know. And so she grabs the knife out of Lamora's hand, and the monster is right there. And so she just goes, and sinks it right into it. And at that moment, a crazy thing happens. The monster starts to scream with all of the mouths, and everyone needs to make the constitution saving.
Oh, we all poop our pants. Ooh, a 19.
Nice.
18.
You're good. Mithrin failed again because he's bad at life. So none of you guys take any damage from the unbelievable cacophony of all these mouths screaming at once to their loudest degree. And as they do that, the whole creature starts to melt and like go into the floor and become like once again the pile of, you know, bones and skin and whatnot. And at the same time as that thing is melting, all those cultists pop up again in their ghost forms, and they all start screaming as well and melting into the floor, not unlike the movie Ghost, if you've seen that, like being sucked into the ground by like and like
they used
like,
to scare me when I was little.
I know, that's a scary part of that movie.
I thought you were gonna say really,
they were like shadows. They like came from the shadows and they were like, know, their noises were terrifying.
It's a super disturbing part. Anyway, they start disintegrating and are gone. The monster has melted into the liquid of the floor and is now like a fatty, oily mass that is over the water and gross, like dripping around. It's like gone from gross one to gross squared. And there is silence. And Rose and Thorn are looking like, what just happened? And as that happens, the room starts to shake. Now we are in something that I'm going to call a dexterity and strength challenge.
What?
So, now what we are doing is that the room is starting to collapse around you guys. Like there is stuff falling from the ceiling.
Why did you take the gem?
Right? There's things falling from the ceiling. There's rocks. There's debris. There's dirt. Whatever. And what would you guys like to do? And we're going to keep the same order of initiative. Will, you are first. What would you like to do? And then I will give you one of those two challenges to overcome. There is a certain number of challenges you guys have to make to get out of here in one piece. You have to get 4 successes before you get 5 failures to get out of this house.
Basically. Oh my god, we're all gonna die. Okay.
Will's such an optimist.
And it's obvious that the house is falling on top of us or something?
The cave is falling down, like something is falling. It's going all House of Usher, let's just say that.
Okay. And Mithrin is still on the ground, kind of like...
He's dazed, but you could probably, you know, he'll hopefully come to in any second. Maybe, I don't know.
Just let it fall on me.
He hasn't really helped you guys. Honestly, you know, to play Will's character, he hasn't helped you much anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. I feel such a douche, but like, okay, so I think that he's going to try to make his way to the exit, like to the portcullis, but he hasn't lifted it up, so maybe he needs to get Mithrin.
Well, just to recall, there is that apparatus to open the portcullis next
to okay. Yep, then he runs right to that and starts trying to do it.
Okay, let me have a dexterity check. I'm not going to tell you the DC you have to beat.
6 plus 3, 9.
Okay, you start doing it, and sadly, not good enough. It doesn't move up. So next would be Lamora.
I guess I'm going to run and try to twist it some more.
Okay, go for it. Yep, you'll do it. You help, and you get going, and the portcullis rise, and it stays in place. Nick.
He's going to run over to Mithrin and try to scoop him up and get him on his feet and moving towards the exit, which is now open.
Okay, let's see if Mithrin's any better at life. Yep, he is. He's awake, and he's moving with you now freely. You don't need to, like, escort him. He'll move on his own.
Okay.
Okay, now we go back to Mithrin, and he's like, let's get the hell out of here. Like, he starts running out the portcullis. Like, he's already moving. Okay, so Mithrin's out the door. I assume everyone's following, or what's going on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Up the stairs to the first map, which I am going to try and bring back up just so you guys can see it.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go a completely different way.
Okay, the kids are following along with you, just in case you guys want to know. So, yeah, you come up that stairway again, and you guys do have a choice. You can go back the way that you came, or you can go that straight ahead way.
I think it makes sense to go back if we know how to get out.
Yeah, I mean, Nick's going to try to go back to that ladder that they found at the trap door, because that's a much quicker way out of the house.
Gotcha. All right. Things are falling down all over the place. Nick, let me have a dexterity. This is a dexterity challenge. See if you can dodge the big piece of rock that was trying to fall down.
Oh, no.
Not great. Okay, so you get hit, and you are going to take 7 points of damage.
Ooh, holy ouch.
Big rock fell down, hit you like square on the shoulder and head, knocks you over. Lamora, you are right there next to him. What would you like to do? All still moving. Nick has just been knocked down by a big boulder.
Down, like not getting back up down?
No, he's just been knocked over.
Okay. Like, you
know, but that hurt.
That hurt. Nick, you okay?
Yep, let's go, 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 go!
Go, we're running.
Okay,
we're
running. Still going. All right, at this point I'm going to say you guys are back in the room with the big statue and the wolf thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you're in there, so the ladder is going to be straight up to your left. Lamora, you were there right behind Nick when he got hit. You got ahead of him. Now you have to make a strength check to open this door that has been blocked by rubble.
Rubble.
Strength.
Rubble.
Strength.
Oh.
That is not great. Okay, so... Okay. Natural one. You try and open this rubble-filled
thing. Oh, my strength is gone thing. From earlier.
Yeah, and you are unsuccessful at it. In fact, you kind of like chip a nail and go, no.
And then,
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, anyway. It's natural one is just like an opening for stereotypes. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Then Will, you've come up there. There is all this rubble and debris that's in front of the ladder that's going to lead you the fastest way out of here. Lamora's trying to get through it, and she is having no luck at all. She's just kind of pawing at it, and it's not doing anything.
Okay, well...
What would you like to do?
I would try to help her.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not very strong. I will probably fail. Oh,
go ahead. Give me a strength.
12 minus 1 is 11.
That's gonna do it. You help. And you are able to clear the ladder area and get up to the ladder, and you guys are moving up to the next floor. So you guys are up on that main floor. The chimneys and like the fireplaces and everything have all like started spitting this smoke out into the rooms. I need all of you to perform a Constitution saving throw.
15.
Good. 4.
Not good. No more like 13, 15. Got it. Will, you are going to take another Nick. 2 points of damage. Sorry, Nick. Hey, you
Everybody's
did it too.
Screwing up.
Yeah, nobody can get the two. It's Nick, idiot.
It's Nick's dick. Yeah, you're going to take 2 more points of damage.
Okay.
As you are running through to get to, you know, there's only like 2 doorways you have to get through at this point. You come up to the first doorway. Who's first running through?
Me. I'm the most cowardly.
Okay, you're running up to the door, and I need you to do a dexterity saving throw. Because as you're running through, these swinging blades start swinging through the door.
Are you kidding me? My head gets chopped off.
Like it's straight up Indiana Jones Last Crusade.
The penitent man. Yeah. The penitent man.
Okay, well,
man,
penitent. Right. Yep. I rolled an 8, and what am I supposed to add to it?
Dexterity. Your dexterity.
3. That's an 11. My
you're
head got cut
it.
Off. Really?
You succeed.
Wait, where are these blades coming from?
They are coming from the door frame. Like they're like just out of the door frame, like whoosh, like came through, and you managed to like duck through, and now everyone else knows they're there, so they don't have to worry about them because they can.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, way to go. Way to go. Good job.
Thanks, Will.
Turn the left to come out. There's another doorway. Are you still in the front?
Probably, I guess. All I'm right. still really cowardly, so.
As you guys enter the second room, that room is also full of smoke. Everyone, again, another Constitution saving throw.
8.
8?
8.
What'd you have, Will?
12.
Nick, you take another 5 points of damage. You are not doing well with trying to be quick and athletic and trying to breathe in all this smoke that's filling everywhere. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You sound like me on a good day.
It's a harsh right. toke.
And then, so, Will, as you run through the doorway, again, these blades, like through the door again, so dexterity check. And now I give you advantage because you had it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Sick.
Okay. 15 plus 3, 18.
Totally, you made it. Yep. You now know to be penitent, thoroughly penitent, and you are allowed to pass. And everyone else sees it, and therefore they just have to time it, and they get through just fine. And you can see the front door in front of you right now. Right now, Will, you are in the front. There's the front door. Are you maintaining your sprint too?
Can I cast Eldritch Blast to blast open the door instead of touch it with blades in it?
You absolutely may. Please do. Yeah. Go for it. Okay. Yep. You don't even have to roll for damage. You can just do it. So actually, just give me damage. Just give me damage.
Okay. 5.
5. Okay. You hit it. The door boom, flies open because of all that force damage that it does to it. Flies open. Nothing seems to happen, and are you running straight through?
Oh my god. Yes, I guess so.
All right. You run straight through, nothing happens. Yeah, you're outside. Everyone else, boom, 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 runs out in order. Falls outside, rolls into the grass or into the yard, and as you look back, you can see the kids standing inside and doing the literally Indiana Jones Crusade Knight thing of like,
you have chosen wisely.
Yeah, and then the house starts to crumble and fall.
Does Will go back in to save them?
What's that?
I think Will is upset. I actually think Will is a little bit upset about that.
I'm sure he would be. And the house starts to crumble and fall, and it goes down in dust and ash and pieces and, you know, whatever, and it's all just basically just a pile of rubble at the end of it. More rubble. And it's just this big wrecked house.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and feel free to visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.